Ezra chapter 3. And when the seventh month had come, and the children of Israel were in the cities, and the people gathered themselves together as one man to Jerusalem, then stood up Yeshua, the son of Hozadak, and his brethren, the priests, and Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, with his brethren, and built the altar of the Elohim of Israel to offer burnt offerings upon it, as it is written in the law of Moses, the man of Elohim. And they set the altar upon its base, for fear was upon them because of the people of those countries, and they offered burnt offerings upon it to Yahweh, burnt offerings morning and evening. They also kept the Feast of Tabernacles, as it is written, and offered the daily burnt offerings by number according to the custom as the duty of every day required. And afterwards they offered the continual burnt offering, both of the new moons and of all the set feasts of Yahweh that had been consecrated, and of every one that willingly offered a freewill offering to Yahweh. From the first day of the seventh month began they to offer burnt offerings to Yahweh, but the foundation of the temple of Yahweh had not yet been laid. They also gave money to the masons and to the carpenters, and food and drink and oil to them of Zidon and to them of Tyre, to bring cedar trees from Lebanon to the Sea of Joppa, according to the grant that they had of Cyrus, king of Persia. Now in the second year of their coming to the house of Yahweh at Jerusalem, in the second month began Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Yeshua, the son of Jozadak, and the remnant of their brethren, the priests and the Levites, and all they who had come out of the captivity to Jerusalem, and appointed the Levites from 20 years old and upward to set forward the work of the house of Yahweh. And then stood Yeshua with his sons and his brethren, Kadmiel and his sons, the sons of Yehuda, together to set forward the workmen in the house of Yahweh, the sons of Henadad, with their sons and their brethren, the Levites. And when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of Yahweh, they set the priests in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals, to praise Yahweh, according to the ordinance of David, king of Israel. And they sang together by course in praising and giving thanks to Yahweh, because he is good, for his mercy endures forever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised Yahweh, because the foundation of the house of Yahweh had been laid. But many of the priests and Levites and chiefs of the fathers, who were ancient men, who had seen the first house when the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes, wept with a loud voice, and many shouted aloud for joy, so that the people could not discern the noise of the shout of the joy from the noise of the weeping of the people, because the people shouted with a loud shout, and the noise was heard afar off. End of chapter 3.